You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook at.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in the USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is The Blind and Beyond West.
This is going to be a fantastic guest. Please call in. The number is 407-894-1680. And right now, I'd like to introduce Dr. Joel Snyder.
Before we introduce, we have the second hour is brought to you by our sponsors.
E-Sight.
This hour is brought to you by E-Sight Eyewear, the electronic glasses that let people with low vision actually see.
All right, there it
Thank
is.
You.
I got you. I got you.
See that? All righty. Well, now I'd like to introduce Dr. Joel Snyder. Hello, Dr. Snyder.
Oh, please, Joel.
Oh, hi, Joel. Are you calling in from Brazil?
I am. I'm in Sao Paulo.
Oh.
Been here for several days, already doing some workshops in audio description and on my way, actually, to Montevideo in Uruguay, which is the site for this year's meeting of the Latin American Blind Union, which is a part of the World Blind Union. It's the various associations of the blind in South America and in Latin America. So I'll be doing a presentation there. And
may I introduce you?
And then coming back to Brazil for more training.
Okay, well, let me tell everybody who you are.
Goodness, all right.
There you go. This is Dr. Joel Snyder, and he's the president of Audio Description Associates, and he's the director of the Audio Description Project for the American Council of the Blind. So this is big stuff, right, Dr. Snyder? This is big stuff. I understand you're one of the first audio describers ever.
Well, that's right. I think in a formal sense, it was first developed in the Washington, D.C. area. The first formal ongoing audio description service was developed by the Washington Ear for Arena Stage in Washington, and I was a part of that group of four or five of us that began hammering this out. But, there was a master's thesis done on the idea of audio description in the 70s out in California. And you know, people have been describing for other people since time immemorial, I think. One person describing to someone else who can't see. Maybe they can't see because they're in the next room or they're across the way or whatever. But so describing has been going on for a long time. But I think now for television and museums and performing arts, there are some formal fundamentals in how to do description so it's most effective, and that's what I work with.
And how did you get started? How did you get interested in it is what I'm saying.
Sure. Well, my background is in theater and
Hello? Did we lose him?
I think we lost him. Oh, man.
Well, he is calling from Brazil.
Yeah, that's a long way.
He was
were you thinking the same thing from Sao Paulo?
Yeah, that's way.
Chris, we lost Dr. Joe. There you go. Yeah, before the dial tone came up. Man, oh man!
Well, I have his phone number in case we need to call him back.
Well, he was the winner of the 2014 Vernon Henley Media Award for promoting and furthering the availability of audio description. Why does audio play such an important role in the seeing impaired, the visually impaired's life, Sharon?
Because we can't see, so we process a lot of information through audio. When you go to the movies, especially action movies, it's a lot of sound effects, a lot of silence. So a blind person sitting there, we try to make sense of the movie by the dialogue. But if there's not a lot of dialogue, then you cannot understand half of what's happening. So that's when...
Wait a minute. So you guys go to the movies?
Interesting. Again,
yeah. You get in the movies. Lynn, I never knew.
No, yeah, I never knew either until recently. Yeah.
I mean, this is an industry that is growing, and I think there are a lot of entertainment and media companies that are really paying attention to this market. And, and I think that's why you're seeing the growth of this industry. But I'm sure Dr. Snyder,
are you back?
Hi.
Oh, there you are.
Yes, we got – it might have been my Skype connection. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we were asking.
We got cut off there.
We were discussing here while we were waiting for you why audio description is so important to the
it is blind community. Important. I think for many reasons. I think it provides access not simply to entertainment but more full access to really to our culture. You know, museums, film, all kinds of media, performing arts. These are all part of our shared cultural heritage, and to the extent that you're clued into that in a more complete way, I think you become more engaged in community, and I honestly think that makes people more engaging individuals, and I think those are people who are most employable, too, because, of course, the community of folks who are blind have a high unemployment rate. So I think we're doing a lot of good, it may be somewhat indirect there, while we're providing access to television shows and for all manners. I did the description for 6 years for Sesame Street, so even young kids.
I see that PBS American Playhouse Productions you did also.
Right, yeah, that was early on.
Wow, but you do Sesame Street also, or you did it for 6 years?
With Sesame Street, that's right, yes.
Just give us an example.
Yeah, I was like just sitting here. Dr. Yeah. Joel, I want to hear it.
Just give us an example.
Well, you know, I actually do have a sample from Elmo's World on my website.
Uh-huh.
And so folks are welcome to go there. It's simply www.audiodescribe.com. And we have samples there. From my own company, and you mentioned earlier, I have a contract with the American Council of the Blind to direct its audio description project, and that website also has samples of description there, and really probably more information about audio description, especially in the United States, than any other site I know of. So, if I may, let me provide that address as well. That's simply www.acb.org/ADP, as in audio description project.
Dr. Snyder, we have Jason from West Palm Beach. He said he went to the movies today, and he wants to explain about the description of what you're talking about, because he's blind. Jason, are you there?
Hi, Jason.
Hey,
hi,
Jason.
How you doing?
Meet Dr. Snyder.
Hi, how you doing, Dr. Snyder?
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I was so excited to hear this topic come up about audio description, and as Chris just mentioned, I actually went to the movies today with my family and was able to watch a full-length movie with audio description. I do it quite a bit here in my area, and I'm just so thankful to you and the American Council of the Blind. I'm actually I'm a member of American Council of the Blind as well, so I definitely I'm excited about this project. And, you know, I do this all the time in my area, and it's just such a wonderful, wonderful service. And I want to thank you for, you know, really being on the forefront as far as it's concerned.
Well, that that is heartwarming to hear. Thank you so much, Jason. And, you know, Jason mentioned going to a movie theater to access description to a current film, a first-run film. And, you know, nowadays, mostly when you do that, you are relying on headsets provided to you by the movie theater. And that works. Sometimes the movie theater ushers don't quite know how to make that happen. But
yeah,
in the future, not too long in the future, I think a lot of those audio description tracks will be accessible on the Internet. You can download them to a smartphone, and with the use of an app, be able to actually hear the audio description through your own smartphone with your own headset or earbud. The app actually listens to the movie and syncs the audio description perfectly. So I think that's going to be a wonderful advance
Dr.
for audio
description. Dr. Snyder, is that in addition to just listening to a regular Netflix that already has audio description? Is it?
Oh, yeah.
So it's another option?
Right. I mean, it would just be a different way of accessing the audio description.
I see.
Right. And, you know, and of course, as technology kind of moves forward, all this and actually quite more of it is very much possible in the future. And, you know, and I have been to several different chains of movie theaters here in my area, and I have found the most cooperative and the one that seems to be the most successful, at least at this point, is with the Cinemark theaters.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
And I've gone there, and they finally got on board. They were very slow in the beginning, and a couple times it doesn't work, but lately, the last several times, it's worked absolutely perfectly.
Wonderful.
So I'm just so excited to be able to finally attend the movie and, you know, see it on an equal level as far as someone who's fully sighted.
Absolutely.
Jason?
You become more part of your community, your culture, your family, even.
Jason, what do you do? You pay for your ticket and then you explain your situation
you pay for your ticket and there's no additional charge. You just go up to the customer service desk and you go in there and you just say you need the headset for audio description.
Wow.
Now, where a lot of the confusion comes into is, and finally my movie theater's really gotten it together as far as they know the difference. You'll say you need the headset for the audio description, and they'll give you the headset for the hearing impaired. I have found that out to happen, unfortunately, in more cases than none. But at the same time, like I said, my theater, at least here locally, they've gotten really, you know, used to seeing me and other visually impaired people, and you know, now they've really gotten on board, and they're very, very good and proactive about the whole thing.
Well, thank you, Jason. Thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much, Jason.
All right. Take care.
Take care, Jason. All right. So back to Dr. Snyder. Did we lose him again?
I think he's – Dr. Snyder, are you there?
Okay.
Can I ask him a question, Lynn?
Sure, absolutely.
Dr. Snyder, how does that work? How does that sound? So I'm sitting there, and I'm in the movie theater – and there's dialogue going on the screen. Are there two sets of dialogue?
Well, what happens is typically now, especially using the headsets that you pick up in the movie theater, the audio description track is run on a separate, oftentimes it's a CD or a digital file of some sort, and it is being essentially broadcast via either infrared or FM radio setting, and your headset is tuned to that frequency.
Dr. Snyder, excuse me, we're going to go to
the audio description perfectly synced with the film.
Dr. Snyder, excuse me, we have to go to break, but we'd like to continue on the other side of the break, okay?
You bet.
Please hold on.
Thanks,
Doc.
Thank you. Hold on one moment, Doc.
No problem.
We
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook at.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. That's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in the USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And, Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-eSight, or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Blind to Beyond radio show, and we're well into the second hour now. Time is ticking really quickly, isn't it, guys?
Yes.
Time goes fast when you're having fun. Yep. And we are talking, we have in the studio with us, we have Sharon McDonald and Richard Olean and Chris on the other side of the glass, and we're talking to our special guest, Joel Snyder, PhD, and he's calling in from Brazil about audio description. Hi, Joel.
Hi again.
Good
to be back again.
All right. I'm calling you Joel. You said it's okay.
And then I had a quick question.
Okay,
for
good, Richard.
Yeah. Dr. Joel, you know, this industry, sort of audio description, really seems to have, you know, blown up or grown, experienced so much growth within the last couple of years. What do you think accounts for that? I mean, every other day or other week, it seems that there's some huge media company announcing that they're offering this as a service. You know, what do you think accounts for this? Is it the fact that you know, the blind and visually impaired community has sort of advocated so effectively for it? Is it a recognition that, you know, is it just come down to economics and they realize that, you know, hey, there's a whole market that we're not really tapped into? I mean, what do you think accounts for this growth?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think there are a couple of things. You hit on one of them, certainly. The advocacy, especially by the American Council of the Blind, has been tremendous, and not just recently, but really throughout the history, 35, 36 years history of audio description existing formally in the United States. American Council of the Blind and their director, Eric Bridges, or the president, Kim Charlson, Dan Spoon, who is the chair of our Audio Description yeah. Project Steering Committee, they have just been so committed to making this happen to greater and greater degrees. FCC has the Federal Communications Commission, mm-hmm. the staff there have been, and the commission itself have been so supportive of accessibility. You know, without the FCC's regulations on captioning, for instance, I don't think there would be captioning. And that would began 40 years ago. Now we're at about 100% of television broadcasts that have captioning. Well, the same thing happened with description. And without getting into too much of the detail, finally in 2010, President Obama signed the 21st Century Video Communications and Accessibility Act, which part of it mandated description
right.
for just 4 hours per week for each of the top nine broadcasters. And, you know, that it began with having to be in the top 25 markets. Now it's in the top 60 or so markets. And the FCC is following the law that was enacted and President Obama signed. They're considering expanding the number of hours that would be available up to about 7 or 8 hours per week to the top 14, I believe, or 15 broadcasters. So we're making some progress there. And I think, you know, for whatever reason, sometimes it requires that nudge from the federal government or government in general. And people catch on. People realize how important the service is, how helpful it can be for so many people. And then private companies begin to realize that and jump on board. Netflix most recently committing to doing description for their produced programs and encouraging description for the programs they distribute. So we're seeing real progress, and it's so gratifying.
That's great. Dr. Snyder, we have a caller that would like to comment or ask you a question. I'm not sure which until he gets
sure.
on the air. We have Gary from Orlando. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Lynn. Hello, Sharon. Hello, Dr. Snyder.
Hey,
hello, Chris. Hello, Glenn and the partridge in a pear tree.
Glenn just left, but I'm sure he heard you. He's probably listening in his car. So did you have a question for Dr. Snyder, Gary?
No, I was sort of going to describe somewhat to you, Lynn, but to Glenn and to Chris. We're talking all about this video description.
Right.
But they're not quite grabbing the concept, and I need to put the concept down. So listen here, Glenn and Chris. What you're talking about is you're going to be watching a regular movie. All the actors are going to be talking. They're all going to do the same things that you're watching on a movie right now. But when it comes to that long spot where it's quiet.
That's what Sharon was saying.
We don't hear anything going on. We don't know. But now it's a cop scene, and there's bank robbers. And now here's Sheriff Monahan. Sheriff Monahan is down behind the cop car now. He's behind the trunk. Now he's taking a look around to the left of the car up toward the front. He sees his way clear. Now he's crawling upside the car now. He's taking a look around the right front and center. And then the shooting starts to happen. So all that, what we're missing.
Well, that's gripping.
Gary, I think you need a job.
Right.
That's what makes it exciting because we don't know what's going on between that.
Let's let Dr. Snyder comment on that, Gary.
No, you're absolutely right, Gary. Oftentimes, you know, I train describers throughout the world, 45 some countries now, and most of the United States. And one of the examples of description that I use oftentimes is
simply playing. You know, these are mostly sighted folks that are taking this training because they want to learn about description. And I'll play for them a segment of a feature film, just 2.5 minutes, perhaps. But I just won't show them the picture, just the original soundtrack. Well, it just so happens that original soundtrack, that segment, that excerpt, pretty much all you hear is birds. And maybe a little grunting, maybe the sounds of perhaps a young child, and people are just completely lost. They don't know what's going on. They get bored. They, you know, it's easy to fall asleep. Then I'll play the same excerpt with the audio description, and it's like, my God, of course. And not only that, the time listening to it seems a lot shorter because their attention has been grabbed by being able to focus in on exactly what is happening. And then, of course, I play it a third time with the picture, and they can make their own judgments, and I walk them through it, help them understand why did we describe this and not that? Why did we use certain language to describe a particular action? And it really, if you will, it opens some eyes with respect to the power of audio description.
Absolutely, and I hope I brought that out, Doctor, that it was, you know, people weren't quite understanding descriptive video until you explained it and I explained it. Now I think they have a grasp for it.
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gary.
But you can get these books from the library, tapes.
That's right.
You can get them from the library now, and now you get to order them. So they'll have a list of what you can pick from and order what you want and have it sent to your house. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Gary.
So, Dr. Snyder, I see you've trained in 35 different countries.
I think it's about 45
now.
Oh, my
God.
Yikes. Yeah, well, adding Uruguay to the list as of this time next week, I've been to Brazil several times, and actually after I leave Brazil, I'm there right now, and then I'll come back for a week to do training, and then off to Poland, where I've done training before, but this is a special conference on description in Poznan in Poland. So it's spreading throughout the world. I'm pretty sure I'll be in Cuba in December to do a seminar on description as part of their International Film Festival in Havana.
Richard has another question for you, please.
Dr. Joel, can you talk a little bit about audio descriptions for museum installations? We talked a lot about entertainment and movies, film, and whatnot. Yeah. Talk a little bit about museum installations, because we're seeing
Smithsonian. Yeah, he trained. Yeah,
right. Because we're seeing more and more of these types of exhibits that they're tactile and they're, they sort of they cater to.
And what about Disney, Richard? Things like that at Disney World, amusement parks.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Disney World has of a description available. I've done a number of audio described tours for the Smithsonian Museums and a number of museums, and I should say the National Park Service. Many of their visitor centers really are actively working to have exhibits be tactile, have audio description via an audio described tour, which sometimes can be the regular audio tour, but written in a way so that it's universally designed, if you will, and helps a person who's blind access the visual images, and a sighted person can benefit from that too. If they don't want to hear the text read to them, they can skip that part. And I also do a good bit of training of docents and museum guides, because when they're most effective, I think, is when they're using vivid language, imaginative language, and that works wonderfully for sighted visitors. People who are blind have low vision. Museums have come a little bit later than some of the art forms to this. So many museums in the past were just sort of known for a lot of signage that says "Do not touch," and if there's no audio description, kind of lost there. And yeah, I think it's the responsibility of any public organization to be as accommodating, as inclusive, as accessible as possible, and many museums are doing that now. So you're absolutely right. It's a great thing. In fact, on the Smithsonian website, if I can't give you the specific address, but if you look through the website for the exhibit of the Star Spangled Banner, you can actually hear the audio described tour on the website for the Smithsonian Institution. That's the National Museum of American History. Mm-hmm. They have an exhibit there of the actual Star Spangled Banner. And the audio described tour is available to you on the web.
That's fascinating.
So even...
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. So even a person that has never seen his whole life, has been blind since birth, the audio description, they'll be able to understand what's going on?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because what if a person doesn't know what a tree...
From a good bit of research is that, for instance, even a person who's congenitally blind will appreciate color, the mention of color. We don't necessarily overdo it. There's so many things to describe, and we have to be selective. But color is more than a frequency of light or a hue. It means all kinds of things. Green means go. Red means stop. Red is warm. Blue is cool, et cetera, et cetera. And anybody who grows up and listens to other people and learns language, they come up with those kinds of comparisons. Mm-hmm. And so understanding colors and the what their references are can be helpful even to somebody who's never seen a color, a particular hue. It's important to understand, though, that purple can be referred to as this, pink, red, et cetera. Cowards are yellow, et cetera.
Right.
You know, Dr. Snyder, if I may, Lynn.
Yeah, sure.
It's interesting that you said that video description is available at Disney now, because I grew up as a little girl hearing about Disneyland, wanting to go to Disneyland. And then when I turned up at Magic Kingdom, with all due respect, I was bored. And I kept thinking, oh, my God, I thought it would be so much more. But now I'll go back and access the video description, because as anybody who have gone to Disney knows, Magic Kingdom is a visual experience to truly appreciate it. So now I'll go back, access the video description, and hopefully it will live up to my childhood expectations.
Well, that's great.
We have another question.
Yes, Chris? Ma'am. Okay. We got another question. Dave from Fern Park. How you doing?
Hi, Dave. Oh, is this Dave from Lighthouse?
It could be.
It could be. Hi, Dave. And by the way, thank you in person. Thank you so much for supporting the show.
Not a problem. It's great to hear my friends Sharon and Richard there. And
there you go.
Hey, Dave.
Hello to the good doctor. I just wanted to give a quick call because, believe it or not, even being totally blind pretty much all my life, I had never gone to or checked out any of the descriptive video stuff. So I actually went Friday night with my family, wife and son and his girlfriend, to go see The Jungle Book. and it was a great time. I would say as far as we went down to one of these one of the theaters on theater on in Festival Bay on I Drive, where they've got nice cushy leather seats that are adjustable and
lovely.
It's real sweet there. But the one thing I will say is I think I may bring my headset next time because of course this is my first time going, but I found the actual sound coming from the main movie system to be pretty loud. So in order to make the descriptive audio loud enough, you got to crank that sucker way up.
So I'd be likely
to try to find some a headset that actually, rather than being an open ear headphone, something that's a little more closed ear, where I could confine the descriptive audio a little bit better. But it was very impressive, and I had gone as a kid to see the old Jungle Book, but with this one, I was telling my wife earlier, I really did get a lot more out of the movie, and I think I think all of us probably will go together, and it's something that we all can enjoy. And they don't, the rest of the folks in the family are not blind, but but we can enjoy it equally. So and talk about it afterwards. So it's a blast.
Yeah.
And they don't have to spend
wonderful.
Time telling
you know,
you
some
what's
of the headsets
on.
That are used have separate volume controls for the audio description track versus the track, the original soundtrack. That's not typical, but some are equipped that way. And, you know, and I wanted to also respond to just the notion of something like the Jungle Book being described or any kids programming. It's not just kids, though, but, you know, audio description, we've begun to learn, done some experiments on this, that audio description can help build literacy, more sophisticated language skills in anyone who listens, not just blind children, but a sighted person as well is going to hear comparisons. They're going to hear synonyms. They're going to listen to metaphor and simile. And these are all elements of developing literacy. And I think audio description goes a long way in exposing anybody to those elements and helps build their own language skills.
But it's very, very creative, especially the way they do the, I would imagine it's quite an art form on its own, the way they put together the description. But as far as the actual volume control, on my headset, it's the type of earphones that they call open ear. Basically, you're having something covering your ear, but you can hear the main system that everyone else is listening. And, of course, it's cranked. And so that's the problem where you basically have to have a headset that will actually eliminate part of that because it's so loud that you would have to turn your descriptive part up. You know, to crank it up to whoopee, basically, in order to be able to hear what's going on. I still love this, though, and I would certainly do it again, no problem.
Well, thank you, David.
Great.
Thanks for calling and sharing. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
All righty. So, Dr. Snyder, would you like to tell people how they can reach you or visit your website? And I see you wrote
a
book.
Let me mention the website.
We'll do a little plugging.
Again, and I'll provide my email address because I'd be happy to address any other questions or provide additional information. My own company is called Audio Description Associates, and the web address is simply audiodescribe.com. And as I mentioned earlier, the American Council of the Blind has just done wonderful work in advocating for description. And about 8 years ago or so, I believe that's correct, began the effort called the Audio Description Project, and I was fortunate to help found it and have directed it ever since. We provide a number of different services and activities, but I think the one element that is most visible, if you will, is our website, and that address is acb.org/ADP. All kinds of information. You can find out what's on television right now with description.
Wow.
You can find out what films, what DVDs have description. You can and that's SNYDER at audiodescribe.com or jsnyder@acb.org.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We really learned
a lot.
Well,
you bet.
And we'd like to have you back again. We hope you will do that in the near future. And we wish you safe travels.
Well, thank you so much. What a wonderful program you've got.
Thank you.
Lynn and Michael.
Thank you.
Just great.
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks,
Dr.
So
Joel
much.
Snyder. We appreciate it. You take care.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Right. Bye-bye.
Good night.
All righty.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was great. That's really, I really enjoyed that. I kind of want to go check it out for myself because, you know, I like loud music anyway.
Yeah. I wonder if the theater would let us use them if we asked.
Just to try it out.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
Right?
Yeah. It'd be interesting.
They don't know if you are low vision.
Right. Ask you to take a test. Yeah. So we going to go to break?
Yes, man. We're going
to
take a quick
break.
We'll be right back after
All
these
right.
messages.
See you on the other side.
When Sean first tried on eSight Eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight Eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put 3 decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040 or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, eSight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why eSight Eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're in our second hour, and we're moving along here. We just had a great interview with Dr. Joel Snyder. He called in from Brazil. That was really neat, wasn't it, guys?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Really very informative. Yeah. And thank you for all the calls to participate in that segment. We appreciate it. I'm here in the studio. Sharon and Richard are still keeping me company, and I appreciate it. Sharon McDonald and Richard Aline from the Lighthouse Central Florida. And, of course, Chris is on the other side of the glass.
And we just have to say, in Michael's absence, you did a bang-up job tonight.
Oh, wow. I mean, thank you.
Yes, you did.
I have to do something funny. Hey, Nancy, up there in Durham, North Carolina, do you hear that? Oh, that's our best friend up there. What's that music I hear? It's that time of the day?
It's night, that time.
Whatever. All right, Richard, you're on.
All right, I'm going to do my best Glenn Allgood impression. So it's another quick trivia question.
Don't say the answer.
No, I'm going to. I think Chris is going to play the song.
Yep.
But we're looking for the name of the artist.
Yes. And it's not the 50s.
This is my jam right here.
Phone line should be blowing up by now. They should get this.
Everybody should be dancing.
And it's not free.
This was one great group, wasn't it? This is a great group.
Yeah. Yes, oh, was. Yes.
All right.
So we're looking for the name of this band.
We are.
And
407-894-1680.
That's
Chris.
The number, 407-894-1680. And what do they win?
They win a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
That sounds great.
Yep.
Sounds
free great. Coffee and a donut.
Now, and you hear that song often, too. So it's not a song.
It's not that obscure. You're right.
Right. Yeah. You hear that song kind of often.
We should be getting calls.
All right.
Again, the number is 407-894-1680. And we're looking for the name of the band that was just playing that lovely song.
And someone that didn't call last week, guys, okay?
Right.
You know the rules.
You have to wait at least 3 weeks
right.
before you can win again.
Right. Chris, wow. Chris is keeping track over there.
Right.
He's got his little black book there. He's keeping track.
So give us a call. One of my favorite groups of all time, by far. I mean, when they came out on the scene and they started playing music, they did a phenomenal job at. And they songs last from generation to
they
generation
do.
Easily.
To
they
generation,
do.
And even kids to these days are playing. When I hear Bethune-Cookman University Band, they play some of the songs. Another one of my all time favorites that they play. So it's a great group, a good. Great band, and you don't find too many bands like that today.
Correct.
People
no,
easily break
don't.
Up. They break up and just run from each other.
Right. These guys had longevity.
Matter of fact, one of the lead singers and members of the band hadn't too long passed away. As a matter of fact,
let's Chris, not give too, let's give up away too many
much.
Hands.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris. Too much.
Oh. I guess you're too excited.
I really am, because that's one of my favorite groups. So.
All right, Chris, quiet.
No more talking.
All right. What were we going to talk about now, Sharon? What did
I
just say?
I just wanted to share a little.
Oh, here comes the call already. Okay.
Okay.
We may interrupt you, but continue to talk.
Okay. Recently, we had a meeting of agencies, member agencies of National Industries for the Blind here in Orlando. And the mission of that meeting was to see how we can form together a, for want of a better word, coalition of agencies with contact centers to see how we can go after a federal contract or a big commercial contract, because it's difficult when you're a small contact center to compete with the call centers that have, you know, massive capability in their labor force and their technology. So what we're doing across the United States, we had agencies from Texas, from Milwaukee, from all over. And so we sat down to see what we need to do to make sure that we are able to go after a contract so we can provide employment for blind and visually impaired people, not just here in Central Florida, but across the United States. If it's a 24-hour contract, we can say we have agents on the West Coast, agents here on the East Coast, agents in the Midwest, so that we are able to adequately staff something like that. But in order for us to do that, we need blind and visually impaired people ready to ramp up staffing on the short notice. So we are forever creating and maintaining an agent pool. We would love to be able to give employment like a rolling thing where every day you come and apply, we're able to employ you. Unfortunately, currently, it all depends on our ability and to sign a contract and to sustain that contract. So what I'd like is, you know, please feel free, go ahead, apply, because we are constantly assessing, building this pool. Another concept out of that meeting is that our call centers are really leadership incubators, where we, our mission is that we empower through employment. So you come, you work for us at Lighthouse Works, we're not going to stifle your potential. We fine-tune your skills and we
we help you to gain employment elsewhere if that's what you want to do, but there's always potential for you to have a career in the call center. You can become a trainer. You can become a supervisor. You can become a part of operations if you have technology skills, you know, but definitely feel free to go ahead and apply. And as this plan that we sat down and shaped recently unfolds and come into being, I'm sure there will be employment across the United States because we will be better able to go after larger contracts.
You know, one thing I learned week in and week out ever since we started the show Blind and Beyond is that no matter what goes on, it's always an open door for someone to come in to help, someone to come in and to have an opportunity to get in and to understand, not just because you're blind, but to understand from both the blind family and the sighted family. But before we go any further, we have Mary on the phone line. Mary wanted to chime in with us. Mary, how you doing?
Hello.
Where are you from, Mary?
Hi, Mary. I'm from Orlando.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Yes, you are so welcome. I want to make a comment about the young lady who's describing whatever she does. She does it ever so well, you know. She's so articulate that I understand everything she's saying.
She is. Thank you.
And she describes it so well. And Glenn, you had made a suggestion that she should communicate with the Caribbean community, and that would really be a plus. We tend to forget the disabilities of other adults, well, children, young people, older people, and it would be wonderful to hear her communicating with the Caribbean community.
Mary, may I ask, are you sighted?
Yes, I am.
Well,
but
good.
I had worked.
No, we welcome the sighted listeners. We're really happy that you called in. And yes, Glenn did have a great idea about spreading the word.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a relative who had worked in Tampa, with the city of Tampa, and she said that's how she learned about the lighthouse, and that it's a wonderful organization. She's not here at the moment, but she came in when I started listening to the program, and she said that's a wonderful organization. Really wonderful. So,
well, thank you.
You have a reputation.
Well, thank you very much for calling, Mary.
Thank you.
And please share the news about the show, okay?
Thank you. So, yes, I will.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I will. And remember the Caribbean community.
Right. We will. Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks for your call,
okay, Mary.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So long. God bless you all.
You too.
Listen, we're going to go down into a quick commercial break. It's getting closer to that final hour. But we're going to take this break right quick. So don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan, still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040. Or visit my website at OrlandoPlanner.net.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook at.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's Smokin Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smoking Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And, Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind-friendly grill. A blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Oh, no. It's that time already.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's 8:58.
It's that time already. Lynn, you are fabulous.
I am.
You did a fantastic job.
Thanks, Chris. You're
job.
Just saying that.
No, it's,
no,
it's
no,
true.
No, no.
It's
I
true,
mean,
Chris.
You were flowing in here. You were just all right. Just letting you did what you do.
Thank you very much.
You did a great job.
All right. Well, I just want to thank everybody. Even though Glenn stepped out, he had other obligations. But I want to thank Chris on the other side of the glass, always supportive, and a great job, Chris. And I'd like to thank Sharon McDonald for coming in with us today, and Richard Aleem, both from the Lighthouse Central Florida. And Glenn, if you're listening on the while you're driving around, thanks for joining us, and I know you're going to come back again. He wanted to give and take with Michael on the air. He said, I'm sorry, Michael's not here. So we look forward to that in the near future. And I'd like to thank Dr. Joel Snyder again for calling in. That was really interesting about audio description, and to all the callers that called in to share their experiences with audio description. And next week, we'll have another great show. So join us next Sunday night from 7 to 9 on WOKB Radio, 1680 AM on the dial, or you can stream us live at WOKBRadio.com. And please visit our website at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And our Facebook page, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Did I forget anything?
Just feel better, Mike.
Yeah, get well soon, Mike.
Feel better, Mike.
I'll see you soon, Michael. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Excellent.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you